Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty here with Rick Farmelo and Amanda Raymond. Yes. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh. Who do you hear in the background?
Who's in the background, Rick?
We hear Mr. Frank Sinatra with his offspring Nancy with a huge, gigantic hit from 1965 called Something Stupid.
Nancy Sinatra and Frank Sinatra, and why would we be playing
why
that?
Are we playing a song with a father and daughter. Why would we do that?
Because it's Father's Day!
Oh, that's what it is.
And we're going to talk today about...
This is our famous annual Father's Day podcast.
Rick and I are both fathers, and Amanda actually has a father. So.
What a small world. What's the odds of that? Of the three of us being...
So we all have a stake in Father's Day.
Yes.
So we're going to talk today about famous TV fathers, and who we think the best fathers are.
Ted Bundy. No, I'm kidding.
Ted Bundy. And so anyway, we'll talk a little bit about fathers and who's the best. And we got some, and thank you to our friends on Facebook. I got a lot of suggestions from them for favorite
about
fathers.
About where we can go.
And we'll talk we'll talk about that.
I got a suggestion
at the end of who their favorite fathers are.
You have to hear from the fans.
But anyway, so let's start. So who do you want to start? You want me to start?
You go first. You can go start. Yeah, go start.
Okay,
Jerry.
I'll start.
You're all warmed up anyway.
My favorite father, and I thought a lot about this because I have fathers I like, but then they have a flaw. But this is my father I like, and it's Lauren Green. And we had Canadians here last week at the Martini Bar.
That's a great pick.
Lauren Green, Bonanza, Ben Cartwright, father to Adam, Haas, and Joe, and Little Joe.
We call him Little Joe around the room.
And he knew he couldn't be around all the time, and he knew cooking, and they were growing boys. So
get a Chinese cook.
Get Hop Sing.
Well, we do that now. Even today, people are.
Did you do the laundry too?
And we also, and he did the laundry. Yeah, he did the laundry.
Really good. And he only had an hour, so they couldn't show everything.
Mr. Ben.
It was implied.
And, I came to this. I came to this pick because I was watching. I got to tell you this episode that I watched. It kind of bothered me a little bit, but I'll tell you about it real quick. I won't take a lot of time. But anyway, I was watching this episode, and it was, you may remember it, Rick, but I was like, so it was this Indian, and Iron Eyes Cody was in it, who was the famous crying Indian.
The most famous Indian actor, yeah.
And he gets killed. And his daughter, it was sad, but his daughter was Kim Wells, who's Marianne from Gilligan's Island.
Dawn Wells,
good call.
Oh, boy.
With lots of bronzer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was supposed to be an Indian. Uh-huh. And so Haas protected her.
Uh-huh.
And Haas, they were going to like lynch her. Actually, Victor French, who was later in Little House on the Prairie, and what happened with Michael Landon.
Yeah.
Victor French. Mr. Edwards.
The finest father.
He tried to rape Mary Ann, Dawn Wells. It was like a much of Bonanza.
On Little House on the Prairie?
No, Bonanza. I'm watching Bonanza. It was like that time, it was like 68, like, and they were trying to put like racial stuff in there. Mm-hmm. So he tries to rape Kim Wells, or Dawn Wells, who's a...
Who's Kim Wells?
I don't know.
There's got to be a Kim Wells in there. Like, we'll get to that off mic.
So Dawn Wells, and she puts the... So anyway, he goes to rape her, and Haas protects her.
Cool.
And Ben says, and he says, sorry, Pa, because the whole town was going to burn down the Ponderosa because he was protecting engines.
Oh, my God.
That was a lame... buffet that was had back
there's
there.
A real Ponderosa up by Tahoe.
Yeah, you get the Texas toast.
And
so anyway, Ben says, Haas, the mark of a real man is when he does something, when he stands up for something he believes in. And I'm like, well, Victor French and the rest of these guys believe in raping and killing Indians, right?
They're just as sincere. Yeah.
But anyway, I like Ben. He was, and He took care of the kids. Good. Gave him a nice bread.
He was a good role model. He was a good example.
So, Lauren Green, Ben Cartwright, and also one of our listeners mentioned Adama from Battlestar Galactica, but the new Adama, but the first Battlestar Galactica was Lauren Green.
Was it really? You're right, it was.
And his son was Richard Hatch, who was Apollo.
Yeah.
In that show. Yeah. But anyway, so Lauren Green, my favorite TV dad. Sorry,
Lauren
it took
Green
so long.
Fan. That's good. That's a really good choice. It kind of went off the map for that one. Speaking of maps, it was a cool opening, right? And then the map would burn.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Mine, since you're going clockwise here at the bar, I have one is number one, and I have a second number two.
Okay.
My first favorite dad.
Limited to one.
Okay, well, my first favorite dad, and there's a lot of them, and I have a good reason. My first favorite dad is Andy Griffith. A.K.A. Andy Taylor from the Andy Griffith Show.
Right.
And again, you know, some of these dads are like, you know, it's like you have a drama, and of course the dad's, he plays a lot, he plays the dad, he does dad things every show, but comedy's not so much. But he was a really consistently good dad with Opie, I thought. And even though it was a funny show, there was always a few shows in there where he was like, where Opie was his main concern. You know,
right.
He's a sheriff. He had Barney to deal with, and Helen, and all the
right.
all the stuff. But he was always a consistently really good dad. And he wasn't perfect though. He sometimes Opie would do stuff, and he was wrong about stuff.
Right.
He thought Opie had done something. Like he thought Opie got an F on his test one, got an F in math, but Helen, his teacher, marked it as an A as a mistake. So Andy bought him a bike. Well, we felt real guilty, so he didn't ride the bike. But it was a whole cool thing. But he thought that Opie took the bike anyway. But he didn't. He returned it.
Right.
And so he felt really bad about thinking less of Opie that way. And so he told him, he said, look, I made a mistake. I misjudged you. You know, there's the one where Opie gets the birds. He kills the bird and ends up with the three baby birds. And Andy says, you're going to take care of those birds. You're going to raise those birds because you killed the mom. Because you killed her with this slingshot. Stuff like that. I'll just do one really quick one. Where he's Opie thinks he sees this guy, Mr. I forget what they call them.
Jingles or something.
It was a funny name, McCready or something. But he was a lumberjack, and he had all these
bells and jingles.
He jingled when he walked. He could make smoke come out of his ears. And so everyone thought, you know, Opie's making it up because he made up stuff. And Barney's like, you're not going to let him get away with this, are you? And he says, well, I don't know what to do. You know, Andy's like, I don't know what to do. Anyway. He confronts Opie and says, look, there's not a Mr. McFeely or whatever the guy is. And McFeely's from Mr. Rogers. I'm getting all my references.
Yeah, Mr. McFeely comes to Mayberry. Hide your kids.
Yeah, that's a different podcast. Anyway, he doesn't really believe Opie, but he believes in Opie.
Yeah.
And Barney goes, you believe what he said? And he goes, no, I don't believe what he said, but I believe that he believes it. And stuff like that. I mean, that's the kind
like
of stuff that I really
think
like.
I think that's a great choice. But there's two flaws that I see in Andy Taylor.
Well, he's not a perfect dad. That's what I like about him.
He hung around with. There were like he'd like invite people from the gas station over to his house all the time, which is weird.
Yeah.
And he hung around with the drunk Otis.
Well, he didn't really hang around him. I mean,
hillbillies.
He would come.
Ernest T. Bass. It's kind of pretty low life people to be hanging around with.
It's Mayberry. What are you going to do? There's not a lot of choices.
Him and Barney used to go cruising for babes in Mount Pilot.
They got a lot of dates. Barney, mistake. Are you talking about the fun girls?
Yeah, the fun girls.
That was Barney's doing. That was all Barney's doing. That wasn't Andy. But then
comedy. Just a little love for Opie. And it's amazing that Ren Howard turned out as well as he did. But of all the women in Mayberry, and I don't know how many women there were in Mayberry.
Five.
But do you got to date my teacher?
I know. But he liked it. That never wasn't really a problem. Opie was cool with that.
I would have been cool with that.
He was in love with her for a while. But my second
favorite... Can I get an automatic A? Okay.
My second favorite dad, and nobody... I know nobody will mention this, and I bet you nobody listening will mention this guy. because the show wasn't on very long, but he, if you've ever seen the show, and it's not on reruns, you have to really look for it. Courtship of Eddie's father, Bill Bixby.
Good call.
Was an absolutely amazing father. Single dad.
Yep, single dad.
He worked all the time. And he had I forget what his job was. He had a pretty cool job. And he used to wear these really cool yellow glasses. He was really awesome. He was the coolest dad ever.
Good call.
Just like
on that
the coolest
one.
Dad. And just would always have time for Eddie.
Yep.
And Eddie would ask him all these questions about, and this is now, we're talking about early 60s now. So it wasn't the 50s or the 60s. It was, he would ask him complex questions about girls or life or, you know, racial questions. I mean, all kinds of stuff that kids were starting to ask in those days. And he always had an answer for him, and he was always
great.
Always listened to him.
Good
so that was my second
but
favorite.
I will say that, and it's an excellent choice, but he did take a page from Lauren Green. If you got to take care of a kid, what are you going to do?
Hire an Asian helper.
Mrs. Livingston.
Right?
He hired Mrs. Livingston, who called him Mr. Eddie's father.
Mr. Eddie's father, yeah.
Yeah.
And she was great.
She was awesome.
I believe she
won an Academy Award.
She won an Academy Award for, was it Flower Drum Song? A supporting act, or maybe it was, it might not have been.
No, it was a movie with Red Buttons. So.
What was it called? Yeah. We'll figure it. She had a really Miyushi.
Yeah.
What was the movie?
Miyushi. What was that Red Buttons movie, man?
No.
No, it wasn't Sam Pebbles.
What was the premise?
We'll find it out before this thing ends, and we'll let you know what it was.
That's right.
But
we'll figure it out.
Sayonara.
I saw that.
Sayonara.
Very good. There you go. I didn't take long.
Okay, Amanda.
Amanda's turn, finally.
Yes.
Sorry we took so long. It's always ladies last at the bar. Why is that?
It's always ladies first, and we're just kind of mixing things up.
And you know what? Well, this is why we do it, because we get the most comments about Amanda.
People wait.
So we figure if you give your comments first,
everyone will just turn it off. And then the headliner is the last.
You're right. You're the headliner.
So we open.
You're opener.
We open for you.
Right.
I open for Rick, and Rick opens for you.
Yeah. Indeed.
I'm like that. If it was wrestling, I would be the midgets, and then you would be the lady wrestlers, and then you would be Hulk Hogan versus the Iron Sheik. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
We've reduced it.
You're the main event.
Oh, brother.
We know our fans.
Well, I always loved, and I feel bad I can't remember his name now, but when Vilma Tides was on, Michael Gross's character, that was, Alex P.
Stephen Keaton.
Yeah, he was always a really good dad. Yeah, he's a really good dad.
You liked him because he ran the PBS station.
Because he looks like your dad.
He does look like your dad.
No, no facial hair.
Yeah,
but same kind of guy. Wow. He's really just
same
a very patient, super cool.
He must be patient because he was married to a lesbian for Meredith Bernie.
So I was like, I would watch him. I would see my own dad. She came out. Oh, my dad's the same
really?
Way.
Yeah, she came out.
That explains why she was so mean in those TV shows.
Yeah.
And she used to be married to David Bernie, but now she came out. Sorry, back to Stephen P. Keaton.
We were talking right over her.
We're such rude drunks.
Okay.
and even though he wasn't a great dad, he really did try. He usually failed miserably. Tim Allen was also a good dad from Home Improvement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, his wife basically ran the show, and he was off doing in the man cave, in the man things, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But then he loved his sons. That was very evident. He was always available to them.
He struggled a little bit with them.
Yeah.
Being always coming up with the right answers.
Yeah, and he always wanted to be the dad. He wanted to be the best dad, the number one, you know. And if anyone else showed him up, it was just, you know... It was difficult for him to not be the top, but to a degree, we discussed this before the podcast, Dan Connor from Roseanne.
John Goodman.
You know, he wasn't the ideal dad by any stretch of the imagination, but he really did try.
He loved his kids.
Yeah. He would have done anything for them.
Yeah.
He didn't always know the right thing to do, which he would express and say, I don't really know how to do this, but this is what I'm going to suggest.
Yeah.
And
the thing I liked about Dan Connor is, if you were, and we had a suggestion... For Ward Cleaver, those were easy. Those were easy kids to love, and Opie was an easy kid to love.
They didn't screw up a lot.
Dan Connor's kids, not so easy, but
no, seriously, I love those Darlene, kids. Darlene, yeah. Becky.
I don't know that Ward could have handled Darlene. I don't know. I think he would have moved out. I mean, you know, as cool as Ward was, I think one day we would have... I don't think he would have married Roseanne anyway, but I just think Ward couldn't have put up with those two.
Yeah.
Those three.
Excellent choices, Amanda.
Ward was a great dad, man.
Yeah, so we had a choice on Ward, and I love Ward. Here's what I like about Ward was he kept the family stable.
Uh-huh.
It was just like a really calm house.
Yeah.
Which was, he kept things smooth.
Yeah.
Kept things going. Yeah. He just kind of rolled with Eddie.
Yeah.
Brad recommended him.
Uh-huh.
We had a recommendation for Edward James Olmos in Battlestar Galactica. We had, and I'm going to take issue with this one. We had one for James Evans in Good Times. Okay.
Well, I think he's a pretty good dad.
Well, he was a good dad.
John Amos. Yeah.
But there were I would say there were 10 episodes where he got fired. He couldn't hold a job.
Oh, he was kind of a hothead.
and there were like 10 episodes where he thought he was going to get a job and then bought something really expensive and then had to take it back later.
But I think you know, he was a realistic dad. You know, it was an impoverished family. They didn't live in a great place.
No.
And he was very, you know, working class guy.
He was a good, I would say.
I liked him. I definitely liked him.
I liked him.
He was very strong.
I liked him a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd like him to be like
that. I don't know if he's the best of the TV dads. And we haven't, somebody must have brought up Bill Cosby. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Bill Cosby. Yeah. Well, Brad also brought up. Or no, Margaret brought up Cliff Huxtable, Bill Cosby.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I would have done that, but I don't think that's Bill Cosby's best show. Remember the Bill Cosby show?
When
he was a gym teacher.
Chet Kincaid. That was an awesome show.
Yeah.
I love that show.
So I refused to vote for him because of that. And because...
And ask me to picture page.
But the sweaters were a little bit annoying. If your dad wore those kind of sweaters...
All the time.
Like, seriously? Come
yeah,
on.
All the time.
I think that would, and it's like somebody else mentioned Mike Brady, and I was good with Mike Brady until he got the perm.
Oh.
And then,
but all of them,
that's almost
perms.
As bad as the sweater.
All of them got perms.
But
the same year.
If your dad gets a perm and you're in 11th grade,
you were so nice.
you're like done.
That was one of the worst things.
Your popularity
of the 70s.
Is like,
worst thing of the 70s was the perm.
And then you mentioned, and let's see who mentioned that, Mike mentioned Howard Cunningham, and go ahead.
I got an issue with that only because that show had nothing to do with family or love of family or being a good dad or teaching the kids, not teaching the kids lessons, but, you know, that kind of thing. It was all about jokes and comedy. It was strictly that. It was all one-liners, and there's nothing really, the plots were not really believable. I'm not putting the show down. I'm just saying, it wasn't like a family show. He was a dad. He was a cool, I mean, what's his name? The actor, I just forgot his name. Yeah. Anyway.
Tom Bosley.
He
just passed away.
Terrific actor and funny character, but not like a real dad that you think about.
And so my problem
is,
his oldest son, Chuck, mysteriously disappeared, and he didn't say a word about it.
No,
he rented the room to Fonzie.
They sure got over that fast, didn't
and
they?
And he did, like, you think that would have been something hanging over the family.
Yeah.
But he got over it.
And every time Richie tried to mention, whatever happened, just eat your potatoes.
Yeah, let's rent this room to Fonzie.
Why can't I never bring up my brother? Never mind. Because remember, they played basketball.
He's been ostracized.
It's like some families have the dog, and after the first season, the dog's gone.
We also had Bert Hummel from Glee. You know who that is?
I don't watch Glee, but she does.
Bert Hummel is.
I heard she's having Bert from Bert and Ernie.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
Bert,
they,
no, he
I don't think puppets can be dead.
Yeah.
Bert Reynolds.
No, Bert Hummel is Kurt's father, the gay characters.
Oh, I did see him,
and I do love that guy.
He's pretty cool. I've only seen
my favorite thing about that show. Is because he came out to. I mean, first of all, he's like a man's man, baseball cap.
Yeah, just a regular guy, right?
And he loves his kid, whether he's whoever he is. which is good. But my favorite thing about that show was he, when Kurt told him he was gay, he's like, I knew you were gay since you were 5 years old.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way it is that, yeah. I mean, when the Ellen show had the thing where they had the big coming out episode and everybody was like shocked that she was gay, it's like, I knew she was a lesbian 5 years before when I started to stand up.
Yeah.
It was like, I wasn't surprised.
Yeah.
Why are these people? And I think that's, you are who you are.
And more than watching Jane Lynch, it's like, yeah, she's straight. What?
Yeah. It's like Jane Lynch. I don't know. I don't have like the most refined gaydar. Certainly from when Rick and I have been in bars.
The gay bars.
When we went to the gay bar accidentally.
Before me, by the way.
We don't have gay bars. We have trouble.
The heck of a story right there.
Oh, yeah. We need to make time for it. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Yeah.
And I think I named everybody that.
And Jerry and I are, our dads are in heaven.
Yep, our dads
are
in heaven.
Give a shout out to our dads. Yeah, they're both.
So my dad's James Raymond. I love you.
See, that's nice. Your dad's still around. My dad's up in heaven. He takes me to all the Giants games, all the Raider games. We had sports in common. We didn't have cartoons in common, but we did have sports in common. So I'll always love him for that, for the sports connection. And Jerry's dad was
a Detroit police officer, and he picked me up at elementary school in the police car and let me turn on the siren.
Yeah.
It was like, maybe.
That's awesome. That's like one of the coolest things ever.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to do that.
Anyway, and then he was, same thing, baseball. It was like, that was like the hand-me-down, you know.
Yeah.
We would get in arguments whether, you know, I thought Willie Horton was the best baseball player ever, and he thought Hank Greenberg was the best baseball player
ever. Hank Greenberg? Hank Greenberg, good ball player, good ball player.
So anyway, do we have time for
a
Rick story? Any father-related Rick stories?
Oh, about? I'm trying to think.
I'll give you the story of one of my favorite fathers. And my favorite Hollywood fathers are Lloyd Bridges, who had two great kids.
Oh, man.
Jeff and Bo.
Yeah.
And his probably other kids. And then Kirk Douglas, who Rick and I met at Morton's.
Yeah.
That's
a good story. Let's do that story. Okay,
tell it.
We were at Morton's, and we used to run into celebrities. What's cool about Morton's, it was celebrities, but older celebrities, like guys I liked. We met Cliff Robertson, a whole bunch of guys. I mean, there's a huge list of guys we met. But this one time, Jerry and I were having dinner there, and at the next table over was Kirk Douglas, his wife, three or four other people, right? And I said, Jerry, I'm not going to go over and bug him right now. I said, but there's no way in the world I'm leaving until he leaves. So I've got to meet this guy. I mean, come on, it's Kirk Douglas, right? So we waited and waited and waited and waited. Finally, they get up and they leave, and he's like the last guy. This is just a few years ago, so he had a stroke, and he's, you know, I think he had a cane. I can't remember. But anyway, he starts to, you know, come sort of walks by our table, and I just sort of sit up and said, excuse me, Mr. Douglas, I don't want to interrupt you. I just want to tell you how much I love your work. I'm a huge, huge, you know, admirer. I didn't say the word fan. I just said, I'm a huge admirer of your work, and I just want to tell you that. You know, I've just loved your stuff my whole life. I've loved your movies. And he goes, well, that's very, very nice of you. Thank you very much. You can understand what I'm saying. But anyway, he was really nice.
And he was like, he's like, what did you have to eat?
Yeah.
He was concerned about what we ate.
Yeah, what'd you guys eat? And you have a Kirk Douglas story, too. But anyway, but he was, I mean, it was such a cool, I'm so glad I did that because he was so nice. And he's like, how are you guys doing? And what's your name? I introduced.
He's the nicest guy in the world.
He talked to us for a couple minutes.
And
you know, the other people are kind of waiting for him by the door. They're just totally cool. And anyway, it was just a really, really cool thing, you know. And, you know.
And I'll just tell my little Kirk Douglas edition is I volunteer at the L.A. Mission for the homeless. and then Thanksgiving, we have turkey, and we feed turkey. And so Kirk Douglas and his wife, who actually donated a ton of money for the Ann Douglas Center in downtown L.A. For women.
There's also Kirk Douglas Theater, right?
And there's Kirk Douglas Theater. He's a great guy.
He's a great guy, yeah.
And so anyway, he comes in and he passes out turkey, and it comes time for let's get a picture. And what's Kirk do to get the picture? He grabs the turkey leg and sticks it in his mouth. I'm going to put that on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Kirk takes the turkey, because I got a picture of it, and he takes the turkey and sticks it in his mouth and bites it. And the homeless people are even getting grossed out.
Brother.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
And didn't he stick a spoon in mashed potatoes?
And then he put, yeah, he was like,
same thing.
The same thing.
He took a big bite out of the spoon. He took put a big, it's
like,
put back
pictures.
In the, that's awesome stuff. But he was a really great guy, and it was terrific.
Still is a great guy.
Yep, he still is a great guy.
Still around.
Still with us. Oh, we mentioned him.
Oh,
we shouldn't
no.
have mentioned him. I'm sorry, Mr. Douglas. Mr. Douglas. Sorry I mentioned you. Hopefully this won't. Our podcast curse will not come
bad.
Through.
Well, happy Father's Day to everybody.
Yes. Especially Kirk Douglas.
Especially Kirk Douglas. And join
let's hope he's with us by the time we do our next podcast.
Yeah.
We have a lot of apologizing to do.
And we lost James Arness.
We got some explaining to do.
We lost James Arness from the thing.
A good sheriff. I don't know if what kind of
good
dad
sheriff.
He was. He didn't have kids.
I'm not
that
sure he was
know
a good
of,
sheriff either because his girlfriend was a whore.
Ran a
prostitute.
Yeah. So, that's why he wasn't a dad.
Cheers, everyone.
Yes.
Happy Father's Day.
All the dads out there.
Cheers.
See you next time. We didn't do the sign off.
Oh, I forgot. Wait. Do I have time?
Go ahead, quick.
Okay. PB Imaging. Support PB Imaging. Support Audible.com. And you can download this podcast at www.mccartymetro.com for free. Don't listen to Rick.
You.
It's for free. Oh, and also, you can become our Facebook friend and... thank you for our Facebook friends for responding.
Keep sending the post-its
in. Keep sending the notes in, and we'll do... we had some questions. We had some questions and comments from some previous podcasts. So we will talk to you later. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.